Lenawee County Commissioners approved joining another national opioid settlement during their meeting Thursday night. The board voted to opt into a settlement with six pharmaceutical distributors, part of ongoing litigation tied to the opioid crisis.
Commissioner Kevin Martis spoke about the settlement during the meeting.
The first round of money is about $1.5 million. We expect many millions more over the years. To that end, we put together a request for proposals for various the rules on how we could invest this money. There's limits in certain areas that were allowed by virtue of the settlement terms.
Under the agreement, Lenawee County is expected to receive just over $24,000. County documents showed the funding comes from a broader nationwide settlement totaling nearly $98 million, with money required to be used for opioid abatement efforts.
We spent the better part of a year hearing each of those presenters come into this chamber and share their proposals. Ms. Zisk, our community development director, did an outstanding job wading through all the details and the minutia and assembling this package for us.
This marked the latest in a series of opioid-related settlements the county has joined as officials continue addressing addiction and recovery needs locally.
$1.5 million is a lot, but the need is big. We don't expect to have hit everything perfectly the first time, but we did narrow it down to 9 proposals. A high percentage of that will go to entities within the county and providers that were already working here. And we will be bringing a proposal to Ways and Means next month and to hopefully move forward with getting to the contract signing phase with this.
That was Commissioner Kevin Martis. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.